Blog Talk Radio.
Don't worry, I'll take care of all that. Okay. Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to the Energy is Changing the show. You guys have been missed. I've been missed. You've been missed. Long journey. Life has been, I think, really for all of us, no matter what you do, what you believe, or where you're at in the world, life has been a tad bit challenging for us over the last several months. And somehow, all of us are still here. We're here. We're here supporting one another, being the best we can be. And I am overjoyed. Once again, I was not going to leave this year without doing shows on my own show, but really blessed to have two wonderful ladies on this month. Actually met them through each other. And we talk about some very intuitive, beautiful, powerful women that are doing some major work just on ourselves, but in their lives throughout the world. And we get Marie Van Damme here today, and she's my girl. She's my girl. I have these things called ride or die chicks, and I got a handful of them, and she's one of them. And we're going to talk today to her about what has been going on in 2016. What does the rest of 2016 have in store for her? And really, what is some tools we can use to go into 2017 to make it the best year of our lives? So all that said and done, which you all know I can talk forever, I love to invite my dear friend and soul sister, Marie Van Damme, to the Energy is Changing the World. Marie, are you there?
I am here. Thank you.
Thank you so much for showing up. Thank you for being you, and thank you for being willing with all the stuff that's been going on in your life to be able to come and close the show with us this year. I am truly honored.
Thank you, Tawanda. Thank you for having me again. I really do enjoy this, and I enjoy sharing things with everybody out there in the world and, you know, of course, your listeners and my students. And it's been a difficult year. It's been a very difficult year, not just for me, for everybody out there. And I know it's because the energy has been crazy high. So a lot of us have been trying to just keep our head up, keep pushing through the obstacles, keep pushing through the lessons, and just keep trying to better ourselves. So like I said, it's been a tough year, but I'm proud of a lot of people. I'm proud of my students. I'm proud of my clients. I'm proud of people out there actually making a difference despite their difficulties and their adversities. I just wanted to give everybody some really good credit for that because, like I said, it's been a very hard year emotionally, physically, spiritually. But again, it's a 9-year too. So because it's a 9-year, there's a lot of things ending, which is also why it's been so intense for a lot of people. But next year,
It has been. It's the journey. That's all I say is the journey. Someone will probably message me on Facebook or anywhere, and I'll say, girl, the journey. Just the journey. We never it's funny how really when we choose to surrender and allow spirit to orchestrate our lives, because really our lives are being orchestrated, people believe it or not, and we are here for great purpose. And on that great purpose, we're not the ones orchestrating it. So we have been asked to totally surrender. And really,
right.
For people like ourselves, Marie, are go-getters and constantly on the move and doing things and being a service to other people, that has been a tad bit interesting for us because we're not used to sitting down like our dear friend Candy Hall and the posse at Angels may say, well, let go of the steering wheel of the bus and let Spirit drive the bus. And I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do, just sit on the bus? And I believe so. I've been told just to sit and be still and know.
It's hard for a lot of people to learn to just trust spirit. And it has a lot to do with the fact that if you think about it, spirit is not something tangible. You can't see it. It doesn't just walk in the room and say, hey, I'm spirit, or hey, I'm your angel. You know, for children it does because they're still very much connected. So for us adults, as human beings, it's very hard to trust something that we only feel but we can't necessarily see. Now, some of us are gifted enough to be able to see, which is awesome, which is amazing. But there are a lot of us who just have that feeling. So learning how to trust that you're being guided into these new opportunities and these new spaces, and just like Tawanda, riding the bus because that's what you're being told to do, that's just, it's hard for us to do, but once you do it, you'll see that the reward is so much greater. Just keep trusting that spirit and just see where it goes, and trusting your intuition, your angels, and your guides. I mean, that's really what you can encourage people to continue doing, even for the rest of this year. to ride that bus, Wanda.
No, trust me, it's not my saying. I got to give a great shout out to our dear fan, Facebook fan member, and fam, I call her about a soul sister, Candy Hall. Her and a posse of angels. She's blessed to have a fantastic show on Blog Talk Radio. And anyone can call in every week, you know, to get a reading from Candy and connect with her. She's a Reiki master, near-death life experience, got several books out, and she's just on the roll just doing interviews. Got a fantastic husband named Pete. And they're just a great team, and they support one another and support everyone. And I think that's what I wanted us to talk about today too, Marie, just not the journey we've been on, but how we have been blessed to create a community online together, come across each other, and just in this challenging time, it's not always about financially. It's about really just being near for someone morally and spiritually, and how we create a community that has helped us endure through all these months.
Yeah, I think that would be a great thing to do. Even people as an individual, if you realize that you might have some niche or some extra piece of advice or something that you keep being called back to, there's obviously a reason for it. There's a reason that Spirit's putting it in front of you, because obviously that's going to be part of your greater calling. I know with me in the last year, I've done quite a bit of teaching. I've met so many like wonderful students. I really have a great group of students. And then the funny thing is every time I talk to a new set of students, they always think they're alone. So, now, obviously, part of my job is to get them all to meet, start creating a hub, start creating a community. I know that there's a reason for all of that. So I even made a Facebook group called Spiritual Souls Awakening, and it's really for all of my students all across, you know, my general area within at least a two-hour radius is where most of them lie, and now they're able to cross-connect through even that. And I know it's just something that I'm supposed to do to get them to meet each other. And then through all of this, more and more seems to happen. One person can offer somebody else an opportunity or a service, or they know something about, you know, the other person's past, and they're exploring their gifts together. And it's really amazing to watch once you start creating something and putting something together based on, well, guidance.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Congratulations. I didn't know that. Like I said, I know we've been, you've been taking care of your family, just kind of took a hiatus to really take care of your family yourself. And now we're both back on the scene and coming into the end of the year, showing up and really just sharing, like you said, just with everybody. Just not spilling our guts. I think people don't realize you don't have to really go into the story. It's about really, once again, you're no longer that story. Congratulations,
right,
coming through a legal situation that has changed you and your family's life. And now we're going to talk about how you look at making some steps to go in a different direction of what you've been doing, which is okay, which will really provide you the opportunity to really be a best of service on this planet coming into 2017. So, Marie, please be so kind to share with the audience some new things that are going on in your life and what you look forward to having go on in 2017.
Okay, well, this has been, like I said before, a very emotional year, very rough year. My other half, you know, he had lost his job early on in the year, and he finally ended up finding one about 3-4 months ago, and it's been good. It's actually obviously where he needed to be. The angels have put him right into that spot, but things have still been a little tough, so I've had to be there for, you know, our family, and we have 5 boys. So that also makes it really difficult going from me and my son, a family of 2, to now a family of 7 has made things a lot more interesting. And 5 boys, goodness. So we've got them from 14 to 5. So there's a big range. It's been hard to get that moving. But through it all, I've still been staying faithful on my spiritual journey. Like I said, I know God and the angels have something bigger planned for me. I am going to be hosting my own holistic show come April this next year. So I'm still on that path. I'm still going to be teaching. I've been branching out. But even through all of this, I have an ex-husband that really likes to keep bringing me back into court. And it's over nothing, just to fight. And it's always over my child, who does not deserve being treated like a pawn. So I had to kind of look at this situation. This last one was just a couple months ago. I'm like, all right, Lord, what am I missing? okay? I know that I need to learn to stand up for myself. I know that's half the reason why we keep being brought into court. And when I researched court documents, Tawanda, on our cases, I have been either summoned or in court 171 times in 4 years. Like, I'm not exaggerating. Nobody that I know has gone through that much. I'm like, okay, what is it, Lord? I don't know. You want me to stand up for myself? All right, let's do this. So what I did, couldn't afford a lawyer because I'm trying to take care of my family. I'm trying to take care of what's mine and keep my business moving and still be there for my clients and my friends. And I'm a very selfless person, but there came a point where I had to pull back just to concentrate on my family and, of course, this upcoming court situation. So I have a really good friend who's a social worker, and I love her to pieces. She was able to help me research the law, and we spent like 2 weeks nonstop just researching the law, getting things in place. So I was able to file my own response to his motion. And in the response, I'm so proud of myself. I didn't think I was going to be able to
you
do it.
You better be.
It was so professional. It was right on point. And, you know, I learned so much, not only about myself, but about the process. And when we were there at court, lawyer highly encouraged him time and time again, settle with her before we go in front of the judge. You need to settle with her before we go in front of the judge. And he just kept saying it. He knew that they were going to lose. So we ended up coming to an agreement, but they didn't get anything. So I still won. And I thought that was so empowering. And then his lawyer looked at me right in front of him and said, I wanted to let you know you did such a good job with that response. It looked very professional. I said, thank you. I'm learning. I really appreciate that. To get a compliment from his lawyer was huge. And then at that point, I realized I want to go back to school for law. I want to be able to help other women who have been dragged down, and even men, dragged down, taken advantage of, abused by the system and the other person, because unfortunately there is no law to stop these individuals from doing this. The only person that's going to stop them over time is the judge, because they're going to have enough. There's really nothing to protect your rights. And if you don't know what you're doing and you don't know how to defend yourself, you could possibly get your kids taken away, not all the, like fully, but part of the way. You can end up getting stuck in a situation when you're manipulated because you don't have anybody to represent you. And that is uncalled for, and that's not fair.
Right.
I mean, I understand that we're all supposed to learn a lesson, but not that lesson. You know what I mean? So I know now Spirit's also guiding me in that direction as well. So I'm still going to do what Spirit wants me to do because, I mean, I trust Spirit blindly. Spirit says do it, I do it. And they've never steered me wrong. My angels have never steered me in the wrong direction. So now I've just got something else on my plate, and I know it's because I'm supposed to help others. And I know there's also a good portion of my clients that have been in really rough relationships and marriages that are struggling to get out. They're afraid to find their voice. They don't think that they can do it. Some have children involved. Some don't have children involved. And I know a lot of what I'm supposed to do is help empower women, not only physically and spiritually, but emotionally, and help them find their true self. And like I said, not just women. I know men deal with this too, because I've got a couple clients that are men that have had very similar situations with their ex. So I don't want to be, you know, gender specific, like
correct,
say it's only one side. It is both. It definitely is both. But I know that's part of my next move. So considering all my lessons I learned this year, I'm ready to start taking on this next new year with a whole new steam ahead. And I'm going to start working with a lawyer too. She only needs me like 1 or 2 days a week. And she's like, I just need some extra help. I'm not doing it for the money. I'm doing it for the, I want
correct
to learn everything I can. And I'm going to start going back to school too this next year. So God's got me on this path. And if he didn't have me on this right path, he wouldn't be putting all these opportunities in my way. And the cool part is the lawyer that I'm going to be working with is actually one of my students' friends. So if I hadn't met her, I wouldn't have met the lawyer.
Small world, huh?
I know. So I'm just ready. I'm ready for Spirit to keep taking me in that direction. I'm ready to help many people with their path, help them find the encouragement, help them find the strength. And I know what it's like to deal with a narcissist. It's not something that's an easy feat. It's really not. But when it comes to your children, you've got to fight. You have to fight. You have to stand up. You have to find your voice. Don't be afraid. So I know that's part of what I'm supposed to help people learn too.
Fantastic. Marie, be so kind to let the listeners know how they can contact you for any new information coming up, how they could be a service to you during your new journey, and for the service you provide right now.
Well, you can actually find me on Facebook. I'm under Marie Van Dam Intuitive Healing, and that's my business page. Or you can just look up Marie Van Dam on Facebook. I'm there too. Friend me. Email me at marievandam1@gmail.com, or you can even call me on the phone, 248-697-7967. I do take appointments out, you know, at least a couple weeks because things get crazy, but please feel free to contact me, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. If I'm with other clients and I'm doing shows, I do not answer my phone out of respect to the other clients, but please, please leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. I would love to be able to help, or if you've got something for me too and we need to connect, let's connect. Like, I'm always open and I'm ready to see what Spirit has.
Yes, no doubt about it. I believe, like I said, us having this conversation about creating community, I know, you know, the show goes by fast, and I believe I'm going to try to see, can we grab this one of these callers we have to call in for you to see if they have a question or they want to say hello or see what's going on. So we have on here area code 818-222-8384. So let's see.
Okay.
Hello, listener. How you doing? You're on the Energy is Changing the World. How can I help you?
Well, first of all, happy Sunday, and I'm wondering if, because it's December the 11th, do you think that the vibrations are stronger today when it will be 1111, and then another two more ones?
I think today the vibrations are a little, but honestly, I think it's because they're moving into the full moon. They're stronger today as far as planning your new beginning. That much I can tell you. Because mm-hmm. they had filled with ones, this would be a great day to make a list for the things that you're asking for in the new year. So you have a higher chance of those things coming about because of the ones today. But as far as the energy that's increasing, it's definitely the full moon that's making people around us act a little weird today.
Uh-huh. Well, for me, it's been last. Is the full moon going to be on Tuesday?
It's Tuesday. Yeah, I know around here people have been acting a little crazy, but if you're not feeling it, that's wonderful.
Oh, no, no. Well, can you feel my energy? Because I read on the thing that you can feel people's energy without, you just can feel it. Because if you said that, then you can't feel my energy.
What I can get with you is I feel that there's a lot of stress. Some things that you haven't dealt with from the past, and I feel like you're also working on them, but there are still a few things that you need to give yourself forgiveness for. When I'm in the middle of a reading, I can feel it differently. As far as how your energy is going right now today with the ones, I can't see how your energy can change from day to day. My angels show me how your energy is with the things that are going on in your life.
Can it tell love life or men?
I would be able to do a reading for you on that, and we can mm-hmm. always schedule that outside the show because I might get
No, people can do it. No, that's okay. People can tell it right away if they're really in tune to me, but that's okay. All right, I wish you a wonderful day. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Tawanda.
Yes.
I don't feel comfortable putting people's personal life out on the radio. I'm sorry. I wasn't going to get into
it. Oh, no, I was really, once again, I believe we discussed it, we thought about it, and this is my first time actually having someone call in, and I think I shared with you some of the glitches definitely around Mercury retrograde and the full moon, how you can have glitches, and once again, she was seemed so eager and was on so online for so long. I said, let's try this caller, but once again, now we know. So definitely next year, I think I share with you Candy Hall and the Posse of Angels, and Deb Scott's have a unbelievable audience on their show, which I have a great audience too, but they've been doing this a little longer than I have, and I once again during that time, you know, we have glitches of sometime the show showing up, some people calling with show questions that maybe not be pertaining to what's going on, and now we know. So Marie, once again, we have, like, I knew the time would go by, and we had a couple callers on, and once again, she was holding on for so long, I thought she would be able to call in and give me some advice, and I believe if that caller would like to contact you in the near future for any more information, please feel free to contact Marie on Facebook. Once again, we'll give all that information, and once again, before we end the show today, you can contact Marie for a reading, contact her for additional services, and actually contact her if you're interested in being a service to Marie. So, Marie, we have less than 10 minutes into the show, which you know it goes by, like, unbelievably fast. What do you feel that 2000, what is some of the tools that we can use to end the year in 2016 to take into 2017 that really can maybe be the best year of our life?
Well, honestly, like I was talking to the caller, I was telling her that today would be a really good day to write a list, and it would be more of an affirmations list. Put down the things that you're asking to come see to fruition, to start your angels to start working on here as far as the new year goes. Start putting a goal in mind. If there are certain things financially that you're asking for, physically that you're asking for, emotionally, spiritually, start making a list of that and start doing what you need to do to start healing yourself to move to those next places. So this year, because it's an ending year, again, this is the time to tie up all loose ends. Forgive yourself for past hurts. Keep moving forward. Forgive those around you who deserve it, or even if they don't deserve it, you know, still give them love, give them healing, you know, and then keep moving. Cut the cords with some things from the past and really start putting a plan in place. You're going to see it start coming to fruition. But most importantly, which a lot of people do forget, you have to forgive yourself for some of these experiences. Most people don't forgive themselves. You need to forgive yourself from these experiences and start moving forward.
Yes, that has been my experience over the last several months, really doing a lot of releasing of relationships, releasing of ideas, releasing of thoughts and Tawanda thought that was grand for Tawanda. And once again, really not being so hard on myself, but really just really being willing, like you said, forgive if you want to forgive or not. Because forgiveness, once again, you and I understand, it's not for them. It's to free our lives up to make room for something new. And if we don't do that, you'll be stuck in the same pattern you were in. Just not in this lifetime, but lifetimes before.
Right, right, absolutely. The whole point of this life is to learn our lessons to keep moving forward so next life can be easier and better and filled with more love or more, you know, comfort or whatever it is that you may be looking for. So our whole purpose here is to learn our lessons, keep being a better person, share our love, share our light, and change the world.
No doubt about it. Marie, once again, you know time surely flies when we're having a great time. And we're going to dive into maybe a few other things if we get off the line. But you can, once again, to let the listeners know, and for that wonderful caller who called in, who was kind of curious but maybe not sure, let her know how she can contact you for additional information of your services and anything else.
Okay. Yeah, you can contact me again on my telephone, 248-697-7967. Facebook, I'm Marie Van Dam, Intuitive Healing. That's my business page, or even just Marie Van Dam. Or you can email me at marievandam1@gmail.com. And then just so you know, Van Dam is spelled V-A-N space D-A-M, because I feel like that's a common question.
I know, it can be a little challenging, right? Wow,
yeah.
Girl. So, wow, Marie, 2016. Now, this is like, really, it feels like, it feels like, but it doesn't, like the year just started and now it's ending. It's, it's been
I'm glad
been
you
journey.
Feel that way. I don't feel that way.
Well,
what,
it is. It's like, darn, it's like just started. I feel like it just started a couple months ago, but now it's like, darn, this is December. So it's like we're in the midst of all that time of life showing up and life not showing up. You know, where did the time go? And now it's December the 11th. I mean, it's, yes, the journey has been a tad bit much so. What does 2017 look for Marie Van Dam and her friends, clients, and family?
Well, 2017, I know that my other half and I, we were talking about looking into buying a house. So we're going to start moving in that direction, but it's probably going to be around April. I'm getting the plans in place to host our own holistic show, and we're talking about putting it up in Gladwin. And I will have that information posted on my Facebook page once we get the certain details, because we will be looking for vendors. And we're going to try to make sure we're doing this twice a year, so not only April but October. So I know that since I'm being moved into a whole new area of the holistic business, a lot of my students, because they have grown so fast, they're going to actually start creating their own businesses. So as I move up, my students are moving up, and I'm very, very proud of them, and I'm very pleased to have such a great group of students that are working hard and that are ready to trust spirit and take it to the next level too. So I'm just going to keep ascending. My students are going to keep ascending, and we're going to start changing the world here. At least in Michigan, we're going to focus on it, but we're going to hopefully spread out as time goes on. So,
well, definitely no doubt about it. You have, just not in Michigan, girl, you're doing it. I mean, you're doing it all over. It's just this chance of you taking going back to school and changing your lives and taking your business in a whole different direction. I can imagine it's going to be very rewarding how the lives you want to touch and the people that are going to show up, just not for you to be a service to, but for them to be a service to you.
Yeah, definitely. And I know that's why, that's got to be part of it. Why else am I repeating this lesson over and over and over again? You know, if that's the thing that some people have a hard time understanding, if God and the angels keep putting you in the same situation, the same position, instead of saying, why is this happening again? Look at it from a different perspective. What am I missing? What am I not learning from this? I finally learned to stand up for myself with no lawyer and was able to stand my ground and did great. So that was huge for me. That was a big, big hurdle. But now I'm still doing it. So what else am I missing? So that goes for everybody. If you're repeating it, you have to look at the lesson again. Okay, maybe you've learned something else, but maybe you're not finished with it. When you learn that lesson, it will go away. So I'm obviously meant to do this next step because it hasn't gone away yet. So I'm ready for it. Let's do it, and I want to help people.
Listeners, thank you so much. We have a few minutes into the show. I would like you all to know that please feel free. This recording will be available less than 5 minutes on Blog Talk Radio. You know, you have a fan page on Tawanda M. Allen on Facebook. We are both located on Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and really providing information that I know has been short. It seemed like really more of a personal show, which is really was my intention to the day, because I believe me and Marie have been haven't discussed my own situations, but bottom line, we've all really just been on this journey. And really, in the midst of us going through this, still having the courage to show up. Please, once again, all this information on Marie and myself, which I believe everyone's kind of been curious of, my book has been on hold. It's on hold because actually Tawanda's about to take a hiatus for Tawanda. I am about to do some healing work of myself, maybe in other parts of the world, and looking at maybe taking the energy is changing the world to a whole different level. So please stay tuned, just not when we have our dear friend Lynn, who's a buddy of Marie's, who's going to be on the show to close out the year. But coming into 2017, we'll have some surprises for you and show you some different things of how we've made changes in our lives to move forward. I would like to, one, thank everyone for this year. I thank Spirit for giving me the courage to show up to be who I am. I thank Marie for always being faithful, being a friend who I can send a private message anytime, and somehow, even in the midst of being so busy, she gets back to me as soon as she can. It's been a journey. I wish us all well. I believe this year has been a turning point for us that we can all become better people and be the best we've been sent here to be. If we're willing to do the work, just maybe, if you believe it or not, in this lifetime or all the lifetimes, to eliminate whatever we need to eliminate to make room to move forward to experience a better life in this life. Marie, I would like to thank you for being on The Energy is Changing the World. Once again, callers and listeners, you can find information on my fan page on Marie on Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Feel free to private message either one of us and let us know how we can be of service to you. It's not the end of this year, but how we can go into 2017 being the best we've been sent here to be. So with all that said and done, Marie, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Tawanda.
And everyone, have a great week. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.